Today, we begin a new series we're calling The Big Reset. It's a look at how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. King County's unemployment rate is more than 2% lower than the national rate. In fact, the Seattle area is seen as a bright spot in the recovery. But the farther you get from the big city, a different picture emerges. In some rural areas, incomes and job security can be lower, and this has made for a tougher recovery. KUOW's Liz Jones looks at an industry that reflects this difference, childcare.
Since fifth grade, Amber Rooks wanted to run a daycare.
All right, who's ready for cheese and sour cream?
She ladles homemade taco soup into the kids' bowls.
Okay, guys, it's very hot, so what do we need to do? Stir it, you're right.
The soup is loaded with fresh veggies. Almost everyone wants seconds.
Thank you, Amber.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Amber started this daycare more than 17 years ago. It fills the lower level of her home near the rural community of Lyman, about 20 miles east of Mount Vernon. In Amber's blue-collar community, she felt the ripple effect of the recession as parents lost jobs and daycares lost kids.
A lot of them just had no other choice but to close. So your heart has to be into it right now if that's what you really want to do, because it's hard to afford the quality to run your business like it should be.
In the past 5 years, about 800 licensed childcare facilities have shut down across the state. In Skagit County, one out of every three closed. Amber struggled to keep her business afloat through the downturn. She took in more part-time kids. She shopped for cheaper groceries. And to meet parents' needs and fill up her daycare, she expanded to a 14-hour day, starting at 4:30 a.m. A few years ago, Amber tried to estimate her hourly pay. She factored in business expenses and the extra hours she'd clean, shop, and plan activities. Her wage came in around $4 an hour. Now, she says,
it's not $4 an hour anymore. It's definitely less than that. Expenses are higher and income's lower. And yeah.
In Washington, childcare workers earn around $23,000 a year, on average. People like Amber, who head up a facility, tend to make a bit more. Amber's daycare is nearly full to capacity again, but business is still shaky. The kids' parents do jobs like clean houses, cut hair, or teach school. Amber still sees instability with their jobs and finances.
Whether it's bad checks or just I'll pay you next week, I'll pay you next week, and by nature, I want to help them out because that's what we do. So that's been taking a big chunk lately, more so than anything is bad funds.
One, two.
Amber's business is just one of many feeling the pinch in this rural area, even though economists say the recession ended in 2011. Just down the road at Lyman's historic city hall, Deborah Boyd is the town's clerk/treasurer.
It hit us pretty hard. So yeah, we were hurt.
Do you think it's safe to say here in Lyman the recession is over?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's over, but I'd say we're maybe getting close to the peak of the bad part.
Boyd points to some hopeful signs of recovery. Three new homes are being built in Lyman. That's a big deal for this town of about 400 people. When you compare a rural town like Lyman to the state's urban center of Seattle, different trends emerge about recession and recovery. In June, Toby Patterson analyzed these trends as an economist with the State Employment Security Department, and he found something that surprised him.
The extreme nature of how much Seattle had recovered in comparison to its smaller city, just the other smaller cities as an aggregate. Basically, Seattle recovered more than 80% of the jobs since recession, and the smaller cities were just around 40%.
If you picture a map with a bullseye on Seattle, the farther you get away from that bullseye, the slower the recovery. Same deal with other urban hubs like Portland, Oregon, and Boise, Idaho. The main explanation, Patterson says, is big cities just offer a more diverse economy and more opportunity. Across the country, the recession's toll tends to match up with a person's income. High earners held steady with nearly full employment. But as you drop down the income ladder, the jobless rate climbs higher. For people who make less than $40,000 a year, the unemployment rate averaged around 16% last year. For comparison, that's more than double the national unemployment rate.
Hey, oh, man. Be careful, Lily.
You can see this different pace of recovery at a daycare in West Seattle, in the home of Rhonda Stevens.
And I go by Miss Rhonda. That's what West Seattle knows me by, is Miss Rhonda.
Chase you. I'm giving these guys a hug. Goodbye.
Unlike Amber's daycare in Skagit County, here, most of the families are upper income, with parents in white-collar jobs like IT professionals, doctors, and an airline pilot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Kids and parents hug Rhonda goodbye. This has been a stable business for her for nearly two decades.
Oh, I would have people call and get on my waiting list for sure. Yeah, and I don't, yeah, I haven't had that in years now. I'm not even full for the fall. Next month, I have quite a few openings.
A few years ago, Rhonda even had to dip into savings to make her mortgage payments. In this case, it's not that her daycare parents were losing jobs or income. In fact, many families could afford to only have one parent work. But some stay-at-home moms became more cautious about money and opted to cut back on their daycare hours.
Instead of adding more kids during the summer, they started actually taking their kids out because their other kids weren't in school either, and that's how they were saving. And so that really impacted me.
Have you been able to rebuild your savings back to where they were before the recession?
This last year, I was able to save a little bit, but I might be using it next month. So
it's still kind of month to month.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
At age 50, Rhonda admits her plan to rebuild her savings and put away more for retirement, it's just not happening. And this is the bottom line for people in the workforce like Amber and Rhonda, whose occupation falls toward the lower income range. State economists forecast most job openings this decade will be in low-paid fields, jobs that pay in the ballpark of $25,000 a year or less, jobs that make it tough to ride out an economic setback or move ahead to a better situation. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
Tomorrow, our series, The Big Reset, takes a look at one profession that was supposed to be recession-proof. Nursing. It's a field that's slowly making its way back to health. That's coming up tomorrow. You can see more stories in our series at KUOW.org.